SFMSports.net, on air, online, mobile, on demand.
We continue here with Maryland Eastern Shore basketball this afternoon with a sit-down conversation with Terrapins head coach Mark Turgeon. Coach, we appreciate your time and want to start by talking about the year you've had. Obviously, it's been a good start to the season at 8-1. You've got some keynote victories, a small setback as well, but still in the top 10 in both polls. And as you kind of look at what you did last year, right, you got a tournament win and you have a balanced team this year in terms of where guys are in their classes. What do you hope that guys learn from that tournament experience last year as you try to build something special here?
Well, we gained a lot of confidence last year throughout the whole season. We had a great year. Won 28 games, set a regular season record with 26. Won a tournament game, would have liked to have won one more or two, but we were pleased with our year. I think it's given us confidence. We have guys back with experience. We've added some good pieces. We expect to win now, which is real important. And we continue to get better. This group's a group in progress. We have two new starters in the lineup, and we're getting better. We get better every game, but we're a work in progress.
Well, you have a couple of players that aren't necessarily just new to the program this year and two transfers. Rashid Suleiman, his first year here, and then, of course, Robert Carter, who's had a great season here for you from Georgia Tech. And I know they both came here under slightly different circumstances, but both very talented players. And I'm curious what the conversations were like that you had with those two young men when they wanted to continue to play basketball here.
Well, I recruited both of them out of high school. So I recruited Robert to Maryland. He visited us. So I had a relationship with him, and then of course he set out last year, so he had a great sit-out year, got a lot better, became more athletic, quicker, really worked on his game, so he's more comfortable. Rashid I've known since he was a seventh grader. I recruited him at Texas A&M for a long time, so I've known his family, his parents, his mom, his sister, so I had a good feel for him. So I knew that I could coach him. He'd fit in well with what we're doing. They've both been terrific transfers and are really helping us.
One of the most exciting games you've played so far this season was early in the year against Georgetown, a rivalry that very much existed but hadn't manifested itself on the hard court for almost two decades. What was the atmosphere like on campus and around the program, not just leading up to that game, but then also on game day?
It was amazing. I think leading up to it was highly anticipated. It was great for the area. Game day was electric. It was a tremendous game. Georgetown played their tails off, had us down most of the game. And our guys just stepped up at the end, and we've had a lot of loud crowds, but nothing like the Georgetown crowd. It was amazing, and so it was good. It was good to get the victory. It was good to beat a good team. I think Georgetown will win a lot of games before the season's over. So we've played a good schedule. We've played a tough schedule. We've been challenged in many games, and because we've been challenged, it's made us a better team.
Well, one of the guys that seems to rise to just about every challenge you have is your sophomore sensation, Mello Trimble. Hard to say enough about what he's been able to do on the floor. I'm curious if you could try to put your finger on it. What drives him?
Oh, he wants to be great. That's what drives him. He's always wanted to be a great basketball player. He's got high goals and ambitions in the game. He knows that he needs to keep getting better, becoming more of a complete player, which he is this year. He's a much better defender, much better assist guy, still scoring at a high level for us. The great thing about Mello too is he's just so easy to coach. And we played St. Francis, PA, a couple weeks ago. He took three shots. 10 days ago, took three shots, made one, didn't care. Then we're playing UConn in the Garden. He knows he's got to do some stuff for us to win. So he's special. The word I always use to describe Mello is he's just a winner.
He certainly has proven that this year. Before we let you go, you've had a long coaching career where you've had a lot of success, almost 400 career wins, and you've been around a lot of good people. Who's had the most influence on you?
My dad, without question, had the most influence. He knew that I had a passion for basketball, and he helped feed that passion when I was younger. Took me to games. We'd watch coaches, watch teams play. He actually started a league in Topeka when I grew up. Basketball league, so I could play, have good competition to play against, and so without a doubt, he's influenced me the most. But I've been really lucky, played for Larry Brown, my high school coach Ben Meske. He won six state championships. We won his first two, and then to be with Roy Williams. I've been pretty fortunate in my life. I've learned a lot from everybody, and it's been a good ride so far.
Well, it certainly has seen a lot of wins. Congratulations on the success, and best of luck this season.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll have more after this timeout. This is the Hawk Sports Network on sfmsports.net.